Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to Negro Please Radio. I'm your host, Chris Allen. How's everybody doing? Glad to be back. Damn it, I miss yet another week. I apologize. I'm a shitty person. I gotta do better. But I'm glad to be back. So I'm going to try and do two podcasts today. I'm letting my other phone charge. I'm gonna hit the gym, come back, do another one. I'm a week late on this shit, and people are basically over the topic I want to talk about, but whatever. So, as usual, off the top, I want to take the time out to thank each and every last one of you guys for tuning in, for listening, downloading, however you listen, I appreciate it. So, thank you so much. So, please, tell a friend, coworker, enemy, your garbage man or woman, tell somebody about the podcast. I see the listens are going up. I truly appreciate it. Means a lot. And so please continue to support me and my podcast. And I'll start with my milestone. And for those who don't know, I have a 6-year-old son. His name is Miles, and I like to document things that are going on in his life, no matter how big or small. Sometimes it's really cool. Sometimes it's the ultra mundane. But so he's gone for the summer. He was taken out of school early to go to my parents' house, and he's now in Orlando at a resort chilling. He's in a pool. He's got his cousins. He's eating candy, having a great old time, and he's not thinking about us. To be honest, I thought this time would be a little bit easier, but for some reason, it was the hardest time leaving him behind, you know? Because you think, like, all right, the wife and I, we'll get some time, we can do our thing, you know, he have a good time, it'll be fun. And then we got back home, and it's just quiet. It's like, man, this kind of sucks. You know, all of his stuff is just chilling, his little table. And I was folding clothes this morning, his little shorts, and it's like he's with them in Orlando having a good time, not thinking about old dad and mom. So, and when I picked him up from school last Monday, he got in the car. He's just like, second grade, here we come. It was such a cute moment. I almost start crying, I can't lie. So he's excited about the summer. He's excited about being a second grader. And it's just, I don't know, man. It's being a parent can be very frustrating, and it's time consuming, and it's a lot of work. But I mean, just I think that's the price you have to pay to be around such innocence. You know, it's like you can't have your cake and eat it too, because if you could do all of, if you could be around kids when they're at their best and you're having fun, and you know, everything is going, it wouldn't be fair. And I don't think it would be as, I can't say it wouldn't be as enjoyable, but it wouldn't seem right in a weird way. I mean, you gotta pay for everything. And I think that's the price to pay, is you gotta give up some of your sanity to be around such innocence and just that's all I can say. It's just innocence, man. It's if you don't have kids, it's hard to explain. It's just everybody's so fucking jaded and upset and mad, and we're all just divided. I'm in my corner, you're in your corner. You know, we're just so many subgroups, and just everybody hates each other, at least online. And I always have to tell myself 99% of the outrage is online. You go to the store, you go to the gym, you know, you're out in public, and everything seems to be fine. People just want to go to work, pay their bills, see their kids off to school, you know, every morning. They want food on the table. They want their kids to be safe. They want people to be happy. So it's just, I guess when you spend too much time online, you just think everybody hates everybody. And yeah, he's gone. So my wife and I need to find something to do this summer. Yeah, Milestone is he's gone for the summer, and it's gonna be rough, but hopefully my wife and I can we'll be okay. I'll see him in 2 weeks. I'm going back. I'll be at the Carlson Comedy at the Carlson with Mark Norman the 30th through the 1st, so that should be fun. But I'll bring that up again at the end. But so the latest scuttlebutt, what is it? The latest controversy, at least I would say in the realm of black social media, which is weird, but there's different universes, I guess, or realms, if you will. But so Jada Pinkett Smith, Will Smith's wife, has a show called, I believe it's called Red Table Talk. And she was talking to Aisha Curry, who is Steph Curry's wife. And he is a NBA superstar, megastar, if you will. And during this interview, I guess they asked her about groupies, and she was saying for the last 10 years, she's seen women throw themselves at her husband, you know, jump in their car, say just all kind of crazy shit while she's like right there. But then she goes on to say like how that doesn't happen to her at all. And like, she doesn't get any male attention. And even though she wouldn't do anything, it would be nice. And the fact that it doesn't happen, it makes her think that she's doing something wrong. Now, I've had several conversations with people about this, and it's just funny to me. Now, I don't mean to make this a specific thing to black women, but that's mainly who I deal with, and that's basically what I know. And just to really back up here, now, any other time on social media, any meme or stories or you see, you know, shared amongst black people that deal with black women, it's all this, you know, superwoman, black girl magic, we can do anything, nothing bothers us, black women can do all this kind of stuff. And it's like, that's fine. But the moment like Aisha Curry has this moment and she expresses some insecurity, they all agree. And to be honest, a lot of men kind of felt a certain kind of way. And some women like, well, how is this cool to say you want the attention of other men? You know, that's kind of disrespectful. There's no male in her position or otherwise could ever get on a talk show like that and talk about how they were basically jealous of the attention that their wives got. And they wanted attention from women. They wanted groupies, even though they didn't want to do anything. It would just be nice to get some type of attention from other people other than their wife. That would not go well. And I would say the same thing if Steph said the same, if he said the same thing that his wife said. Say, hey, man, I mean, what does it matter if other people pay you attention? You know, you shouldn't be looking for attention from outside of your marriage. But, and look, I get it. People are insecure. People need help. We all have things that we deal with. But what bothers me is like you try to come across online through memes, stories, that you don't have any flaws. You don't have any insecurities. You don't have, you know, there's nothing wrong with the way you are. You're absolutely perfect. You would change nothing about yourself. But you quickly identify with this woman who has insecurities. So it's just like, why front like you're perfect, like you're so strong, like you can handle anything, like you don't need any help when you do? That's silly to me. That makes no sense. That makes no sense, you know? It's just like, you're brave and all this other stuff. You don't need a man. But then she's like, I just want attention. And I go, yes, we all deal with this. It's like, well, just admit that. And the thing is, we all know you have insecurities. There's no reason to lie and try to come across like you don't need anybody, like you got it all taken care of, you got it all figured out. The thing is, you don't. You don't have to keep doing that shit. Like, that's what men have to do online. We always have to talk about how flawed we are, how we need help, we're not perfect, you know? But for some reason, black women, it's like, you got to put on this air as if you got it all figured out, and you don't. You really don't. And I'm not saying You're not strong. I'm not saying you need help with everything, but we all need help. So let's stop this fake shit of acting like you got it all together when you obviously don't. Here you have a woman that has basically everything that most women would want, and she's still not fucking happy. And I get it. I get it. They got married young. They're like, you know, a lot of Christians see them as like this model couple. They have a lot of like, they got a lot of pressure to live up to this standard that society put on them. And she has three kids, and I totally understand being insecure. I get it. It's like if you just said that, like, I'm insecure, I have three kids, I feel like I'm not as high as I used to be, I would be like, bitch, you look great. What are you talking about? You got three kids, your husband loves you. But when you get to the point where you're comparing the amount of groupie attention, that's where I take issue with the statement. And then women are talking about like, oh, dudes need to be quiet. This ain't got nothing to do with you. It's like if they're married, they're one. That's, y'all always talk about that shit too. If one thing affects one person in a relationship, it affects the other person. And as a married dude, I feel like I'm in well within my fucking right to speak on this shit. Especially somebody pursuing a career in the entertainment. Even though I guess sports is entertainment, but kind of a different realm, but it's still entertainment. But why can't we speak on it? You know, you want Steve Harvey, you want men to step up, and it's always protect black women, y'all need to do this for black women. But then when we take, you know, issue with something that's said, all of a sudden we need to be quiet because we don't agree. It's like, fuck that shit. That's, and to me, that's a problem within the black community when it comes to relationships. A lot of women think being a good man is just giving you whatever the fuck you want, when you want. That's not how that shit, that's not how it works. You got to be honest both ways. Black women take a lot of pride in not taking shit from men and telling people how it is, but you don't want to be told how it is in many cases. How is that fair? How does that make you grow as a person? I can totally understand the things that she could be going through. Not 100%. I'm not a woman, but I've seen it. She's young. They got married young. They had kids. Again, all this pressure. He's gone a lot. He's become this superstar in the last 5 years. It's a lot of work. You see it a lot. I saw it a lot in the military. It's like people get married. They have a kid. They start inviting all their friends over every weekend. They're having barbecues. They're playing video games. Everybody's drinking. But over time, it's like people grow up. All the friends don't come over anymore. Now you have this wife that you've been with for 4 or 5 years, a kid. And when everybody's gone, it's just you three or four. And now you guys don't know each other. And you get divorced. And I bring that up to say, they've been through a lot of shit in the last 10 years. But now I feel like they've... the excitement of the NBA and the money and the fame, I feel like some of that is starting to rub off and become real. You know what I'm saying? For a while, it's kind of fun. It's cool. People recognize you. But after a while, it's like you get used to it. And now you're settling into your life and you realize like, oh, shit. This is actually kind of tough to deal with. Now they're getting into that point of their lives where it's like, all right, all that shit, we're used to having money. We're used to the celebrity. We're used to all that kind of stuff. You know? Now it's just like it's onslaught and it's just groupie after groupie after groupie, and it's just like, holy shit, how can I deal with this? When at first you got all this adrenaline going, it's easy to plow through, but after a while that shit fucking runs out, and now you're in the trenches. Like, marriage ain't fucking easy. It's not fucking easy, man. For her to like just put that out there in public, dude, I would, if that was me, I would be upset. I can't even lie. I would be upset if my woman was like, well, my wife was like, I wish I had more attention from other guys. I would ask myself, what am I doing wrong where my wife feels like she needs to have somebody else tell her that she looks great, or just to flirt with her a little bit? Now, I've always felt like a woman in a relationship is way easier to get than a woman who is single. Now, you take for her, for instance. She's just looking for a little attention from other dudes. Again, she says she doesn't want to do anything, which I'll take her word for it. But it's like a drug or anything else. It's just like, all right, well, the little compliment wasn't enough. You know, maybe I'll stop and say, oh, thanks. What's your name? Next thing you know, you're starting conversations with people. Oh, find me on social media. I'll follow you back. It's just next thing you know, it's just like it's progressing. You need more and more of a rush. It's just like, how can I push this further? It's a conversation. Well, we'll talk on social media. You like to go out? Well, yeah, well, maybe I'll see you out there at some club or a mall, something. Next thing you know, it's just like you're kind of, quote unquote, accidentally running into this person in public. It's like you keep pushing the line, and before you know it, you've crossed it. All because you've opened this door, letting people know that you want attention. And that's how I try to operate as a dude. It's like I try to not even put myself in a situation, because in life, things are going to happen. You're going to find yourself in situations where it's hard to get out of it anyway, because it's like, oh, you might be on the road and you're on some tour or a festival and they match up with a female comic or a male comic if you're a female. And you guys genuinely hit it off. That's a weird predicament, but it's like, okay, you're in this position. There's nothing you can really do about it. All that shit's going to happen. So why even tempt yourself with other shit when you can just avoid it? You know? Everybody's human. It's just like you can only say no to shit so many times. And why even put yourself in a position to where you have to do it? You're already going to find yourself in weird predicaments in life anyway. It's just like when you see people putting themselves in bad positions, it's like, dude, your life, you're already going to have shitty things happen. Why not limit those to the times where it's out of your hands? Why are you just voluntarily rolling the dice? Why? What's the point? And you know how dudes are. You know, as soon as they saw that, her inbox was full of shit. But shout out to Steph. He came out. He supported her. It's got to be tough. You know, I'm pretty sure they'll make it. But it's just, man, the fact that just people were just supportive of her wanting groupies just blows my mind. Or wanting attention from other people. I just, yeah. And it's just like, the last few years in society, especially with the feminist movement, all this stuff with women, it's just, they've been saying, I'm more than my looks, we're not about this, we're not pieces of meat, respect this, do that, we're intelligent, we want to do this, we want to do that, we're more than this, stop body shaming, don't slut shame, don't do this. And then, when it boils down to it, like I said earlier, this woman has everything, and she's still just like, yeah, I'm not being told I'm pretty enough from other people. It's just like, what the fuck, man? What do you really want? Do you want people to respect your marriage or not? Or respect you or not? And I had people tell me, like, oh, you don't like compliments? It's like, well, who doesn't like compliments? But at the same time, I don't need them. And if I felt like me getting compliments about my appearance from someone other than my wife, if they had a profound impact on my attitude and my self-esteem and how I felt, there's a problem. And that's for me personally. There's an issue there and there somewhere where I'm looking for validation from other people. It's self-esteem, as Cat Williams said. I don't know. That's something you got to work on. I mean, the woman, you have three kids. You look great. I mean, why else do you need to hear from somebody else? And I'm sorry, ladies, if I shouldn't comment on this, but I am. And that's how it is. So there's a show. That's the show. I'll be in Rochester next weekend, Thursday through Saturday. Carlson, Comedy at the Carlson with Mark Norman. I'll also be at the Richmond Funny Bone on the 21st and the Virginia Beach Funny Bone on the 22nd. I'm back on the tour with the Soldier Suicide Group, the 22. So we'll be there, 7:30, both shows. I can't wait. Shout out to Crystal Ramey for having me back. So yeah, it's a great cause, a great show. Every day, 22 soldiers commit suicide, and we definitely want to stop that. We want to help get those guys and girls some help. And it's a comedy show to raise awareness to prevent and curb soldier suicide. So please, if you're in the area, come out, tell a friend, tell somebody. If you can't, just go to the website and check it out. And if you can, donate some money so we can get guys and girls the help that they need to better their lives and get their mental health back on track. So there's the show. That's the show. Said that already. Follow me on Instagram at Chris Allen Comedy, ALAN. You can follow me on Twitter too. Same handle. I can't wait to be done with social media. I'm sick of it, man. It's just too much. I'm sick of people on there, including myself. All right. Later.